Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A big shout out to my main man, Dave Shepard. A big shout out to my main man, Stu, for helping to put this show together. This is what I like to call halftime. Halfway through the show. 2 hours done. Two more hours to go. Do I get started every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's good to be back here hanging out with you all. Had a nice little break from last week. A lot happened. We just had a full discussion about Cam Newton, whether or not he's going to fit in with Bill Belichick. Obviously, the big news for today revolved around Patrick Mahomes, the half-billion-dollar football player, the half-billion-dollar athlete. You had Mike Trout, who has a guaranteed $426 million coming his way. And then you look at Pat Mahomes. And yeah, we know it's football. It's the NFL. You know, the guy can slip and have his whole career go down the drain. But even if Pat Mahomes gets hurt, he still has $140 million coming his way. It's a hell of an insurance policy. Hell of a life for a quarterback to play you three seasons, be in the NFL for three seasons, really only play two, win an MVP, 50 touchdowns your first year. Who the hell does that? Nobody. Come back the second year, become comeback kid in the playoffs, and win the Super Bowl MVP. Who does that? Nobody. Nobody but Patrick Mahomes. Good for him. Good for him every single dollar that he's going to get. I hope he sees every single dollar of that $503 million. And I hope we see Patrick Mahomes. This is a guy who's 24 years old. I hope he's playing for the next 20 years or for however long he wants to play, because he certainly comes across as a good human being. Good for him. You got a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who are looking up and saying, I want to kind of get close to what he's making. I'm not as good as him, but I want that bread. I want that money. They're going to try for it. And also, if you didn't know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Want to see your loan options? Do you want to adjust payments? Do you want to see your closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. Okay, big shout outs to everybody at Rocket Mortgage. If you want to holler at me, it's real simple. You can tweet me. I'm all over social media. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I want to give a big shout out to my main man, Ben Lacey. Ben Lacey is calling up from San Diego. Shout outs to everybody listening up on 973 The Fan. He said, it's so cool to hear me on the radio, especially coming from the world of social media. We need more like him. No, Ben Lacey, you do not need more JRs. We need better people than JR. I'm an okay guy. Just hanging out, chatting it up with you. But thank you, Ben Lacey. I appreciate you, my main man. Now, listen, we spoke about Patrick Mahomes and the money that he's making. Last week I was gone. We spoke about Cam Newton. The other big story that has I don't even know if it's broke. This is something that gets broached every several years. It's whether or not the Washington Redskins need to change their damn name. The Cleveland Indians have gone through a process over the past several years to lessen their usage of Chief Wahoo. moving, you know, the Indian caricature, big teeth and headdress, big smile off the top of their caps. They've removed it. They've transitioned over into an I and a C for the logo. And now they're considering a name change. Their star shortstop, Francisco Lindor, he's like, listen, if we're going to change with the times, I'm in favor of it. We have a lot of people who aren't. You know, when you want to talk about the Washington Redskins and you want to talk about the Cleveland Indians. I mean, for years, Dan Snyder, owner of the Redskins, he has basically up and down and up and down. He's been like, hey, I ain't never changing a name. And now we hear word that you have minority owners in the organization who are like, yo, we want to sell. We want to step aside. You know, the mayor and the government of D.C., you know, they're like, yo, if you want to come back and play at RFK Stadium, if you want to come back from outside the city limits, you want to come back from Maryland, you got to change the name. Nike, right now, this moment, no longer selling Washington Redskins gear in their store. Walmart, no longer selling Washington Redskins gear in the store. And now the Washington Redskins, with the climate here in the United States of America, all of a sudden, because the money in FedEx and included, all of these companies are now saying, hey, guess what? The money is going to run dry unless you change the name. Now the Redskins are considering changing the name. Now they're thinking about it's a good idea to take it away. Why? Because you're losing money? Yeah, obviously. It's a terrible spot. Where the hell are we as human beings? Where we can insult somebody and then, you know, just say, it's okay, just take it. Take it on the chin. It's okay, it's a badge of honor. But it's not, it's disgusting thing. It's okay, it's fine. It's okay, it's supposed to honor you. Well, who the hell are you to tell somebody else what's honoring them? It's like that's prototypical. It's like, hey, it's like someone saying, hey, look, my house is on fire. Hey, look, my house is on fire. And you drive by and go, oh, yeah, well, yeah, my car engine is kind of hot right now. It's like, what does one have to do with the other? Why are we comparing? Yeah, it's terrible. When we as human beings, and this is the story of life, unfortunately, you know, people value money over morality. People's morals lie more in a dollar bill or $100 bill. Their values lie more in money than they do in actual humanity. It's pretty bad. I mean, we live in such a ridiculous space now. And it's not about a left. It's not about right. It's not about politics. It's about humanity. It's about being a human. It's about common damn sense. Okay, we had the president of the United States come out today. And he says, they name teams out of strength, not weakness. But now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names in order to be politically correct. I mean, come on. Is it a matter of being politically correct, or is it a matter of being respectful? I mean, a lot of people here in 2020 are having an awakening. And we have a lot of people at the same time who pretty much show that they're not capable of such a thing. They're not capable of empathy. They're not capable of understanding. They're not capable of taking a look in the mirror. They're not capable of learning. Well, they don't want to, or stepping outside of their comfort zone. And it's ironic that a message like that comes from the president of the United States, when in 2013, he pretty much said, aren't there better things to do than a president to comment on the Redskins changing their name? I find that pretty ironic. It's odd. And then also, by the way, that wasn't the only thing the president decided to comment on today. He called Bubba Wallace and his situation. He said Bubba Wallace should apologize, said it was a hoax. And it's just like, come on, man. Just like everyone is so caught up in symbols. And if a symbol has hate behind it, if a symbol insults someone else, shouldn't you actually look at the meaning of it? Shouldn't you stop holding on to something that is something that belonged to a loser? And what is the heritage behind it? Hate? So when you look at something like the Washington Redskins, I mean, I'll tell you, there was a gentleman in New York City who did an entire experiment several years ago. He walked through New York City, which is one of the most diverse places on earth. It's a melting pot. It is diverse as hell. It's where I grew up. I'm familiar with it. This gentleman was an African-American man, and he walked around with a T-shirt that said Caucasians. He did. It was fashioned in the Washington Redskins style. The logo, the font, except for it said Caucasians. He walked through New York City. There were people who wanted to fight him because his shirt said Caucasians on the front. But we can run around and say, hey, it's not bad. It's supposed to honor them. So why are you insulted? Because he's wearing a Caucasian shirt. What is it? There aren't enough Native Americans left here in the United States of America to voice and be upset? Is that what it is? So we should all just be ignorant to the fact? No, it's 2020. Let's stop. And it shouldn't always have to come down to money. That's what it, I know, that's the world we live in. But Daniel Snyder shouldn't have to get slapped in the pocket, or slapped in the wallet, for him to go about making a change. And then you think about the Cleveland Indians, Terry Francona, who happens to be the manager, you know, he has his thoughts as well. Listen to Terry Francona on the Indians possibly changing their name.
I know in the past when I've been asked about whether it's our name or the Chief Wahoo, I think I would usually answer and say, I know that we're never trying to be disrespectful. And I still feel that way, but I don't think that's a good enough answer today. I think it's time to move forward. I mean, Chris and I and Cherney, we've talked about this for years, you know, by ourselves. Doesn't have to be a meeting. I'm glad that we're going to be open to listening, because I think that's probably the most important thing right now, is being willing to listen, not necessarily just talk.
Yeah. We live in a world where people are quick to respond. People don't listen to understand. People listen to respond, if they listen at all. People don't take in. People don't absorb. People aren't into learning. People are into responding. People are into digging their feet into the ground and trying to go as far as they can. With limited information, limited perspective. So for me, change the name. I don't care. Go for it. If somebody's offended by it, if someone says they're offended, if it's offensive, how difficult can it be? Is this the end of the world? Why do you care so much? The Washington football team is not going anywhere. What do you lose? Do you lose a sense of nostalgia? Do you feel bad that you bought a jersey? Are you bad that your house is decked out? Do you feel we, quote unquote, lose our values because we are being respectful to someone? I mean, these team names were implemented in a time and in a space where a lot of people in this country didn't have any type of freedoms. So let's be honest here. If someone, it's simple. Where the hell does the golden rule go? Treat people as you want to be treated. The same way that a lot of folks who were insulted when the black man walked through New York City with a Caucasian shirt on, be insulted the same way if someone says, "Hey, I don't rock with the Redskins name." And unfortunately, it shouldn't have taken monetary threats for the Redskins to seriously consider this name change. Same thing with the Indians, although they have tried to transition away. So it's not a difficult concept to accept. It's not a difficult concept to try to grasp. If this is something that is insulting a group of people, if there's enough to have a conversation about it, these are things that should have been considered long ago. And it's unfortunate that, hey, in the world that we live in, people value money over morality. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the name changes? We hear the Atlanta Braves, where I'm based here in Atlanta. The Braves, they're not in that space and conversation to change their name. But we do have the Indians, the Redskins, who are looking and saying, okay, this is time for us to pretty much go ahead and consider a change. What are your thoughts on the name changes? Is it due? Is it too far? I'm not mad. If someone's insulted, why are you trying to defend it? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Every day, we get a little bit closer to the Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Indians being no more. 1915, Cleveland Indians get their name. 1930s, Washington Redskins. Here in 2020, approximately 100 years later, in between both franchises, they're going to have different names. And it's taken money. It's taken FedEx to say, time to change the name. It's taken Nike, time to change the name. It's taken other Fortune 500 companies facing pressure or facing a realization or facing their own backlash to say it's time to change the name. 2020 has brought us a whole lot. And the button has finally been pushed here for these franchises. Dan Snyder says, I'll never change the Redskins' name. Well, here we are. When they start pulling the money and they start pulling on the purse strings, you start pressing that button. You start thinking about what you want to switch and how you want to change. And I'm fine with the name changes. It's pretty obvious for years. There are people here, native folks to this land, who have said, hey, it's disrespectful. We don't dig it. We're not a fan. So who am I? Who is anybody else to say, well, you should be honored? If it's disrespectful to someone, if it's a caricature, and they say they don't like it, then why do you want to defend it? Change it. It's a team name. It doesn't go anywhere. You know what matters to the team? Actually winning some damn games. It's real simple. Throw your own personal feelings and nostalgia out of the window. Be considerate. Be empathetic. Be understanding. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. Did you know, right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What you're waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. Get your thoughts on these name changes. Redskins, Indians. Jacob is calling up from Cali. Jacob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
How you doing, JR?
I'm terrific. What you thinking, Jacob?
Hey, so I want to go ahead and preface my comment by saying that I do believe that the Redskins name should be changed, because from the research that I've done, that it is a very derogatory term towards the Native Americans. So, but my main question is, where do we draw the line? Because are we going to change the Golden State Warriors? Are we going to change the Florida State Seminoles? Are we going to change anything to do with Indians? You know, I mean, like, this day and age, it seems like more and more people are offended by certain things. And how many people do we have to have be offended by something in order to say, okay, yeah, that's justified to change it? I mean, from what I've read or you know, looked up online, there are people in the South that use the term Yankee in a derogatory manner towards white people. Now, if there's enough white people that say, hey, you know, that's disrespectful, I don't like that, how many people have to change the New York Yankees? Like, I just don't know where we're going to draw the line with this, because it seems like so many people are offended by so many things that we could be doing this all day.
Well, you're correct in that regard, Jacob, but in a general sense, you have to have pressure from somewhere. I think if we were going to have a bunch of people being mad at being called a Yankee, then I think we would have heard that already. I think we would have had that already. And I'll tell you, it was years ago. I don't know how many years ago, where it's just, hey, there's a lot of folks, and they always have been, and maybe people don't know this. Maybe it depends on where you're from. Maybe it depends on where you grow up. Maybe it depends on who you're around. But I can recall a long time ago learning that the term, quote unquote, calling someone an Indian is disrespectful. It's proper to call someone a Native American rather than just an Indian. I mean, gone are the days where you can run around as a child and, you know, we're playing, quote unquote, cowboys and Indians. You know, where you want to wrap a headdress around your dome and you want to wear a cowboy hat and you want to run around with a bow and arrow and a fake pistol and then, quote unquote, play the game. Those days are over. It's not that kids are running around playing that anyway. But you got to think about times change. People become educated. People become more open-minded. Joe from Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts, Joe?
JR, welcome back from your much-deserved time off, sir. Good to be talking to you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I think there's so much bad energy around this right now. I think why not just take this opportunity to get positive, get your program in a good light. You know, Nike doesn't want to touch you. Let's have the hottest merch in the NFL shop. Let's relaunch this thing. I call them the Washington Bounty Hunters or something cool, man, and everybody wants to be a bounty hunter. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'd guess I'd gather a lot of point in time. At this point in time, anything would be better than the Redskins, right?
I take it, right?
Hey, well, you're up in Virginia. Are you a fan of the Redskins?
I'm going to be truthful with you. I'm a lifelong Steelers fan, so I don't have that attachment. But I have been listening to a lot of sports radio, and it seems like the top two contenders were the Red Tails and the Warriors. And both are cool, but neither of them have that, like, DC connection. They're just really good ideas, perhaps, in their own ways. But if you're not going to have a connection, I say, let's just go from scratch and give me the hottest merch you can get.
Okay. Joe is looking for the merchandise. Joe, I appreciate you calling up from VA, okay?
All right, man.
No doubt about it. And my understanding is, and I don't know how you Red Tails? Yes, that would be in honor of the Tuskegee Airmen. And obviously that would be related to our military. That would be related to the government. That'd be related to the United States of America. The Redskins represent the Capitol. You know, so I do see a direct correlation there. You know, I don't necessarily have a preference. Do I think Red Tails would be cool as hell? Oh, hell yeah, that would be cool. You change the name to anything. Just don't insult anybody. Dennis is calling up from Charlotte. Dennis, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Thanks for having me. And I just tell you, it's interesting because you just made the connection with the Red Tails to the United States government, and that would be cool. But, you know, they have Apache helicopters. They have Tomahawk missiles. So how come that doesn't offend anyone? What I really think is that when these names came about, they were almost a compliment. They certainly weren't meant to be derogatory. Nobody that owns teams that are worth, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars are going to come up with a name that they think is derogatory. So it's almost like a compliment, and it's paying some type of homage, I think, to the Native Americans. And then, you know, one more point, and then I'll let you comment. It's like, at what point do I become a Native American? So, like, my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather were born in America, right? But that's not true, but let's say it was. So when do I become a Native American? Is it exclusively? Because that's what you're talking about. You can't call them an Indian, and I get that part. But it's like, aren't we Native Americans after a while, too, if you're fourth, fifth generation? You know,
No, I think that's...
Why not?
That's one thing that doesn't... Well, Dennis, it's real simple.
I'm native to America. My grandfather's here. My great-grandfather's here. At some point, I understand European heritage, but we don't know
Dennis, you just said it. I mean, we can go back into the primordial soup and figure out where we all came from, but we all know that there were people in recent history that were here before anybody else came here. That's simple. So I think if you want to consider yourself, I'm a Native American because you're fifth or third generation and your grandfather came over, then I guess you're missing the point. And I mean, we can talk about whether or not the Washington Redskins were made to be an honor. I can bet your ass. No, did anybody ask him? I've certainly heard over years about people being offended about it. So what are we supposed to do? Well, we did it with good intention. Well, we did it to honor them. We did it to, we believed in them. Okay, even if that is true, it's offensive to them. It's offensive. How difficult is that to grasp? It's not hard to wrap your brain around. Dave from Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JR. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, quick history brief. Look, I studied history for a long time, and when it came down to it, when you have the Native Americans that were here long before us, and they were driven off the lands that they were born on, and then you're going to use their name and likeness for sports teams, so on and so forth. But then, yet instead, when you commit acts of genocide against the Native people that were already here before us, and then you're going to name weapon systems after them, you're going to name sports teams after them. I find that really heartbreaking and insulting to see something like that. Although I served in the military, and I've seen where they named these weapon systems after the Native Americans, that they drove off the lands and onto reservations where they practically have no running water, they can't really...
Yeah, it's a terrible a lot of folks who live on reservations. It's terrible conditions. There's no doubt about that, Dave. And I'm happy you bring that point up. And, you know, a lot of people know that, and a lot of people are familiar with what you just said. But people still want to come up with their own defense. People want to say, oh, well, it's an honor of them. People want to say, oh, well, why are we doing this? People want to say, well, you know, when do we, quote unquote, become Native? I mean, that's terrible. I mean, J. Mart Sacto tweeted me at JR Sport Brief. He says, how is this a question of where to draw the line? It's a racial epithet, people. That's where you draw the line. This isn't a slippery slope, y'all. It's a raging sprint to the obvious finish line. And I agree with him. Like, what have we been waiting on? Let go. Let go. It's real simple. I can't insult someone's mother. And then someone says, oh, well, you know, it's okay. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. He only just said it. He meant it in a positive way. Calling, you know, no, it's insulting. It's obvious. Like, just cut the nonsense out. I see you, D in Houston. We're going to go ahead and get you on the line. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. More of your calls when we come back. And then, speaking of Redskins and Indians, there's a lot of sports that we may not even sure that we're going to have. Will the Redskins change their name? Yes. Is it going to be in time for an NFL season? We don't know. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about team name changes. Washington Redskins. Pretty much, you could say, done. Cleveland Indians. Pretty much say done. Time's up. The name is offensive. You know, it shouldn't necessarily take a money nudge. It shouldn't take money being snatched out of your pocket, out of your wallet to go ahead and switch things up. It's not that difficult. You treat people as you would want to be treated. We've been taking your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS, and getting your thoughts on the potential name changes. Do you care? Do you not care? Is it time? In my opinion, I believe it's past due. It's unfortunate that we've had to move into 2020 to see so many changes or move into a space where changes take place. Someone being offended or a group of people being offended isn't enough. It's a terrible spot. Roger is calling up from Baltimore. Roger, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about the Redskins changing their name? Are you in favor or no?
Hey, Jerry, welcome back. Definitely, and you're right. This is an archaic, outdated name, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the history of this, the original owner, Marshall, here's just a quick lesson. In 32, his original team was the Boston Braves. In 37, he changed it to the Redskins, so you see where it's going. He would not hire a black athlete into the federal government in 62 on federal owned land, pressured him to do that. So he got pressured in 62. Snyder's getting pressured now. It was racially based name. That's what he was doing. This has to change. We have to update, outdate, and move on. That's the only way we're going to do this.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate you for calling up from Baltimore. Absolutely. Yeah, it wasn't until the 30s they were originally the Braves. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel is calling up from Kansas. Rachel, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
All right. So quick question before I jump into the yes or no. What do you think about logo change for, like, the Chiefs and for the Braves? And, like, if they're going to have to, we're going to get into this, you know, like, the Brave as a Native American is.
Well, you know, I do know. I understand what you're asking me, Rachel. So I think it depends. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm Native American. I have the answer. I don't. I can only go by what people figure and find to be offensive. And it's a real simple thought and fact. If you have a group of people who are offended by the name and have been offended by the name, then I believe it should be under consideration to be changed. Do I think that means that we go around, you know, swapping out the Braves and the Seminoles and the Chiefs in Kansas, Kansas City, where you're at? No, not necessarily. You know, for instance, I'm right here in Atlanta, and I have heard from Native Americans folks who don't necessarily find issue with the name Braves. So that's not a question for me to say, change it, not change it. But if you have a group of people who are offended by the name, I don't have no problem with changing it. You know, it's real simple to me.
No, I'm with you there. No, I'm from the South, too. I grew up in Southeast Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, the Redskins and the logo is what's the problem for me. Whenever I saw the thing on Twitter, it was the Cleveland Indians.
Well,
they made it bad.
Well, Rachel, there's no doubt about that, and appreciate you for calling up from Kansas. There's a reason why the Cleveland Indians over the past 2 and 3 years have tried to phase out Chief Wahoo. There's a reason why over the past 20 and 30 years, and even longer, that the Cleveland Indians have continued to, quote unquote, update that caricature. It's because it's racist. It's simple. Okay, well, if we make him more cartoony, if we give him a bigger smile, if he has bigger teeth, if he looks more playful, then it's less racist. We can't avoid it anymore. Let's just get rid of him completely. And now they've been put into a position where it's just like, you know what? We've been saying for years, people have been saying for years, Indians is an offensive term. Maybe we should probably change the name. Well, no duh. Jay is actually calling up from Cleveland. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts?
Hey, what's up? Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show, man. What's up?
Thank you, Jay. What do you think about the Indians?
Yeah, well, I think about it. Now, I have heard, too, that there is something wrong with all the sports names. So I feel like if something really is wrong with it, the people that came up with it very long, long time ago already knew something was wrong with it. And I guess they figured that nobody would never figure it out or crack the riddle, and it just stays swept under the rug forever. And now since it's not, some people that do know the truth, they upset about it. So I feel like, oh, well, get over it. You know, do your little shake, roll and roll, do your little dance, get over it, because it's messed up, and it being messed up from the jump.
All right. Jay called up from Cleveland, and he said it. I mean, you have folks who say, oh, well, it was meant to honor. It was meant to show love and honor without necessarily taking into a fact that it might be offensive. Gene is calling. My man Gene is on the road in the truck. Gene, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about these name changes in sports?
Oh, I've been trying to collect my thoughts. Where do I start? I mean, you can't. I'm 58 years old, Sonny, and this offensiveness, racism will never be solved. It's a deeply embedded cultural bias. It's in pockets. I don't like the. I'm a 58-year-old black man. I don't like the hip hop generation claiming who's black. And no, Black Lives Matter. Okay, when do the Black Lives Matter? So I'm going to slim it down to this.
Please do.
If it's been that way for so long, how long did it take to get immoral? How long did it take to see men kissing on the TV everybody's offensive. Everybody's out of the closet. Okay, everybody's offended. Like, where do you go with it? I mean, I'm offended by the Klan. I'm offended by, okay, so you take down statues, you take down flags. Long as I'm not hanging from a tree, long as you're not having guns in my yard, I don't care if you honor Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, and Jefferson Davis all in the same park. It doesn't bother me. I don't want to be hanging from a tree. I don't want you to call me the N-word all the time. So, but this country is offensive by Wall Street. Wall Street was a wall that sold slaves.
You said you were going to narrow down your point. There are a million directions, obviously, we can go here with the climate here in the United States of America, especially as it relates to people being offended or not offended. But I will take it that you believe that they should keep these names. Am I correct or am I missing your point? It was hard to catch it.
Yeah. Keep the doggone names, because you're gonna stop Wall Street, you're gonna stop Chicago, Alabama, those Indian names. Aborigines were the first in America, not Indians. And if Indian, then you can't say the N-word. Oh, we're people of color now instead of colored people, instead of Negro. I don't mind.
Okay, well,
if everybody's offended, it doesn't mean.
Well,
that,
Gene,
and yes, it is about the money.
Gene, we know it is about the money, and I think ultimately this is what it boils down to. It's what I say. It is unfortunate that it has to get to the money to have change, and that's where the issue lies. Is that you can say, well, when did people become offended? When did people have an issue? Well, when did the uproar? When people have been ignored, people don't have voices. Money counts for more than what someone says. That's the problem. So when you want to talk about the institution, I'm specifically talking about sports. We could have days long conversations on every issue that you just brought up. But as it relates to sports, when these names were instituted, just think about where the United States of America was at. You know, was there an option? Was anybody given a choice? Did anybody consult with anyone and say, hey, how about this? They certainly weren't considered when folks had their land taken away from them. They weren't consulted on a trail of tears. They weren't consulted on a relocation. So you want to talk about when did people become offended? You know, when did people have a voice? And that's the thing. People want a voice. People want equality. Brad is calling up from South Bend, Indiana. Brad, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on these name changes?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me, man. First time caller. I've been listening to you for a little bit. I think I can totally see how the whole Redskins thing is offensive to Indians and the people of that culture and everything. So I don't have a problem necessarily with changing that. But my question would be to you and everybody else is where do like we draw the line when it comes to like the PC culture that we're living in nowadays? Like I'm a diehard Minnesota Vikings fan, and I live in South Bend, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Like I've seen crazy talks of them possibly looking into changing names of those names. Like supposedly the Vikings owned slaves and raped and pillaged people years ago and things like that. And that I've seen fan pages and things talked of maybe changing that. And that would really bother me as in like my dad's a lifelong Vikings fan. I'm a lifelong Vikings fan. I mean, I know it's deeper than sports, but like this, I just feel like this country and this whole political like PC kind of stuff that we're getting into is like, it feels like an awkward, like, family Christmas with a bunch of relatives that you can't talk to. Like, everybody's walking on eggshells, and I wish that we could all just, I know race and things aren't something that we should laugh about, but we should be able to laugh with each other, and, you know, I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
All right, Brad. Well, thank you for calling from South Bend. I could tell you one thing that's not a joke is racism. That isn't something to laugh about. That isn't something, it's a joke. No, that's not the case. It's not that. And where do we draw the line? I think people who get caught up in the quote unquote politically correct conversation are missing the ultimate point. And where do we draw the line? It's not having something be offensive. If it's offensive to a large group of people, that's enough. That's where the line is. The line, here's the line. Don't be racist. It's not that hard not to cross. But there are a whole lot of people who don't give a damn and who don't care. And that's the problem. Like I said, it unfortunately takes money to evoke change, not racism. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to have some more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.